Peruvian Metals in the news today. Peruvian Metals trades as PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF on the OTC in the States, as they generate a new high-grade silver-gold project in northern Peru. Here to run through the details, CEO Jeff Reeder. Hey, Jeff, appreciate the time and update here. I know you've had your hands on this property before, but you'll lay out the details on today's news release.
Well, we started the work already, and there's an old shaft in there. excuse me, that's been filled with some water, so we're going to be pumping out the water out of the mine, out of the workings, right? And we're going to start establish a good camp there, which is there's buildings, there's power to site, so we have to pay we're connected to the local power grid on this property as well. It's privately owned land, so we've already talked to the private owners. We're going to have them as park vigilantes, I guess, like watching the property. So we got very good social conditions, power to plant, located 90 kilometers mainly by very good road to our plant. And we're going to start doing the geological mapping. There's one vein structure that's very prominent, but there's other veins in the area too. So we got those covered. And so we'll do the geophysics coming up. We'll be able to do this work at a very low cost. And we'll start doing some metallurgical work, but you know we want to develop this property two ways. One, underground development, so we will be able to bring an underground drill rig in, and second, surface exploration, find that big resource that if we can get a good resource in there that we can take all our mineral from our pond and bring it to our own plant and process it, that would be the end goal. And develop this thing. It's a very high grade silver. Samples up to 50 ounces silver, but we'd be looking at an average grade about 15 ounce equivalent silver with gold. We're looking at about a 77-to-1 ratio. And these are the type of systems, Rob, that are bonanza grade, high grade, bonanza grade epithermal deposits in very prospective volcanics in Peru. We're not looking for a big open pit heap leach kind of thing. No, we're going to be going underground, taking the mineral and bringing it to our plant. And, you know, cost for transportation, we don't know that, but it's 90 kilometers. We have people or miners in northern Peru that are shipping mineral to our plant at over three times the distance, and they're making money. So we're well positioned on this property.
And what's in the fine print here, Jeff? I see $200,000 over 6 months. You're already working on the property, so in theory, it's making you money. Run through all that, and is there an NSR on this?
Okay, yes. Okay, so we actually, how I came up across this property was 3 years ago we identified this property, and it was when silver was like $14 an ounce, and gold was something like $1,200 US an ounce, right? And it was held by an older gentleman that had the permits and all the stuff to do the small scale mining. And he wanted, and we negotiated this thing of getting it in production, and we had to pay him a minimum of $100,000 a year and a 2.5% NSR. That was the old deal, a 2% or 2.5% NSR. And it was a minimum of $100,000 a year we had to pay him. So then because of everything was happening in the market now in Peru, he's an older gentleman, he got scared and everything like this. And we went back to him and said, well, we want to do this deal again. And he's an older gentleman. And we said, we're not interested in doing it. And the taxes are due September 30th. He had not the money to pay for the taxes. He came to us. So we went from a $400,000 buyout that we had on this property several years ago with a 2% NSR in perpetuity to just a $200,000 cash payment with no royalty. And we said, take it or leave it, but we have all the surrounding ground around it too. So we negotiated hard. We had the cash to pay for his taxes. He would have lost it, but we did it on the last day. And we just got the public deed signed just the other day in the Peruvian notary. So we own it. So we negotiated hard, but it's $200,000. And you know, Rob, the way I look at it is $200,000 US for a property that's going to cash flow and could have multi-million ounce silver potential. You know, people that live in condominiums and pay for houses that are much more expensive than this. So it's a great deal for us. with no royalty, I can do. This gives us such a latitude, and these are the type of deals that will benefit us. If we can continue doing these deals and we can continue doing this type of stuff, that's why I don't have to go to the market continuously to raise money. These things are going to generate our own cash flow. We're a sustainable business. As a large shareholder of the company, I don't want to dilute anymore. And if I have to, I will, but it's only for very specific purposes. And the only reason why we're just raising a little bit of money now, because we lost 5 months of production due to COVID, and now we're back at full production. Not full production, but we're at 2/3 capacity of the plant these days. So we're doing well.
Okay, appreciate that update. That's Jeff Reeder, CEO, Peruvian Metals, PER on the venture, DUVNF, OTC in the States. Certainly look forward to checking back in when Jeff has some more news to report.